Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
I'm Dave Douglas with a community comment. When last I spoke to you, I was expressing concerns regarding California's sanctuary state bill and how that would proceed in the state legislature. As I record this, the legislation has moved out of committee and is headed forward. An excerpt from a Bay Area News Group report indicates, with minor changes to win over moderates, a polarizing California bill to keep California's law enforcement agencies from cooperating with federal immigration agents cleared a key hurdle Monday and will head to the full Senate for a vote. Senate Bill 54 is perhaps the legislature's highest profile act of defiance against the Trump administration, which is seeking to enlist the help of local police to carry out its promised crackdown on illegal immigration. The proposal would prohibit local and state agencies from using state resources to communicate with federal agents, with a few exceptions, such as task forces involving federal and local agencies. To quote President Pro Tem Kevin De Leon, it's not a matter of ideology, it's a matter of common sense. Our communities will become more and not less dangerous when local police officers are pulled from their duties. The bill, officially titled the California Values Act, advanced Monday on a party-line vote, despite opposition from the California State Sheriff's Association and other groups, at a packed and testy Senate Appropriations Committee hearing. The Sheriff's Association remained opposed even after the recent amendments, such as one that would ensure the feds receive a 60-day notice before certain violent felons are released from state prison or local custody. Previously, the bill wouldn't have allowed such explicit communication about an inmate's release. While not enough to convert the Sheriff's Association, the concession prompted Assemblyman Jim Cooper, a California legislature and law enforcement veteran, to sign on as a co-author. Notably, all Republican representatives opposed the measure. Senate Bill 54 was advanced as an urgency bill, which means it will take effect immediately if it wins support from two-thirds of the Senate and the Assembly, and is signed by Governor Jerry Brown, who has not indicated whether he will support the legislation. There are enough votes in both houses that if all Democrats vote to support, the sanctuary state bill will move forward. President Trump, as I told you last time, has indicated that sanctuary states are not something that will be allowed in terms of government funding. I'm not asking anyone to write. I'm not asking anyone to call. Just be aware of the impact to you if this bill passes and what it may cost you in the future. I'm Dave Douglas with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.